Live from Shanks, play-by-play Flames and Wild at 6 p.m. Friday night.
Every time they hit the ice, we hit the air. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary Flames Radio.
New Budweiser Red Light pitchers and glasses at Boston Pizza. Watch them light up when your Calgary Flames score. Visit participating Boston Pizza restaurants on a Calgary Flames game day for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to a Flames road game. Catch all the Calgary Flames action at Boston Pizza for your chance to win with Budweiser. Must be at least 21 years of age with a valid Canadian passport to enter. No purchase necessary. Some restrictions apply. See in store for details. Budweiser and Boston Pizza are proud sponsors of the Calgary Flames.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by High Steakhouse and the Alberta Ford Dealers.
Foothills Hospital Home Lottery. This is big. Get your tickets before midnight tomorrow and you could win the big bonus prize. Calgary Flames, Hitmen, Roughnecks, and Stampeders season tickets. Plus $10,000 cash. Bonus prize deadline midnight tomorrow. The big win. Get your tickets today. FoothillsHospitalHomeLottery.com.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan and SportCheck have your way into the dome for a great price. $30 all in. Same price for every game. Get to your nearest Calgary SportCheck store to get your Flames tickets in the SportCheck zone. Flames hockey at a great price. From SportCheck and Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio.
Want the best in a used vehicle? Then deal with the best. Driving Force has been named one of Canada's best managed companies, so we're celebrating with savings. The best used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, all fully reconditioned. The best buyback program, plus our Driving Force warranty. The best service when you buy or lease a used vehicle with our in-house financing. Get the best of everything from Driving Force. Driving Force. Corner of 23rd Avenue and Barlow Trail Northeast.
At the Home Depot's Really Big Appliance event, we've got great offers on a wide range of brand name appliances like LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, Maytag, and more. Get a GE self-cleaning range, now only $648, and an Amano laundry pair, just $596. But hurry, the Really Big Appliance event offer ends Wednesday, April 8th. Let's do this. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.ca for details.
Thanks for calling Tax Tips.
Yes, I updated my home office, and I want to claim the expense.
What kind of expense?
4 new tires, but I only paid for 3 thanks to Fountain Tire.
Your office is your car?
Yeah.
It's time to save. Right now at Fountain Tire, get a set of 4 selected Goodyear tires for the price of 3.
I also need to claim a shredder for the mailroom.
You have a mailroom.
Mailroom, mail roof, you know, whatever.
Hurry in to Fountain Tire. Our 4-for-3 sale ends soon.
I could get a real office, but then, you know, it wouldn't have airbags.
Hi, I'm Jamie McCowan. As a former defenseman for the Calgary Flames, I know what it's like to feel pressure. Now, as a realtor, my intense hockey experience and having lived in Calgary for over 32 years gives me a leading edge in the market. I have bought and sold houses in hot markets as well as markets which are trying to figure themselves out. If you have any questions about today's real estate market and are ready to make your move, put me on your team.
Jamie McCowan, defending your interests. Visit McCowanRealEstate.com.
Pat Steinberg has your lunchtime ritual. Hockey Central at noon. Weekdays, the latest and greatest from the world's fastest game. Weekdays, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. We cover the Flames like no other. Our Flames insider, Peter Labardius, joins Pat on Hockey Central to get you the latest news from your Calgary Flames. Lubo is brought to you every noon hour by the Gemini Group. Imagine your life, your style, your home renovations should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. GeminiGroup.ca. Lubo on Hockey Central, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yes, the spring is coming. This is the best time if you're a sports fan. You got the NHL season coming down to its final days, the playoff spots being decided, and then, of course, moving on to the playoffs. March Madness. The NBA is headed towards its playoffs, and the playoffs start. And, of course, baseball starting. April the 6th in New York City, the Toronto Blue Jays. That's their opener for the season. Home opener is the 13th of April against the Tampa Bay Rays. A lot of changes in the offseason. The shining baubles of the farm team, of the organization, are gone. Colby Rasmus, Brett Laurie, Anthony Ghost, they've all been spread to the four winds. And there's a kind of a new template being applied in Toronto. I don't think I'm telling anybody any news when I say that the general manager, Mr. Anthopoulos, has a little bit of expectation for him in terms of this season. Some people think this is his last kick at the can. With the president, Paul Beeston, leaving at the end of this year, that's been his guy. So something's got to happen. Something's got to show that the division isn't that tough. There is a chance to do fairly well in it. Nobody knows Blue Jays better than our good friend Greg Zahn, who joins us now live. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How's
the move?
It's going. I'm getting some home organization stuff going, and drill guns and saws and putting up stuff. It's good things. Good
times. And the little one, is she putting you in your place?
Oh yeah, she's. We're sleep training her now, so it's always interesting when you have to get up in the middle of the night. She's been actually pretty easy for me because I haven't been dealing with it, but. Yeah, life after baseball.
Hey, listen, after dealing with some of the guys in the Blue Jay roster, this is just more of the same, right?
Some of the pitchers I dealt with over the course of my career had a heck of a lot more less maturity than my daughter.
I was asking the question before we came on. You know, for a guy like you, the start of the baseball season, when you're a player, I mean, that's one of the great days of the year. Everyone gets excited about it. I mean, do you still get jazzed for it? Is this still a big thing for you at the start of the season, or are you just a cynical guy like the rest of us media people?
No, you can't help it. I mean, you get having been on the other side now for a few years, you're more realistic about what a team's potential is. But honestly, as a player, there's always that anomaly season. There's always that one year where everything seems to go right for one group of guys, and that's why they say hope springs eternal. Every team feels like, oh hey, we got a chance if everybody has a comeback year and everybody has a breakout year and our superstars do what they're supposed to do, we could be right there in the mix. Obviously, it's not reality, but it's what people believe when spring training starts. The unfortunate truth of it is by the end of April, there will be teams that have absolutely no chance of making the postseason. So they're going to be playing 5 months of futility, basically, because they'll get off to such a horrible start that they won't be able to recover. And, I used to say, if anybody ever fell behind – by 10 games or more in the American League East, that it was over. I didn't care whether it was April, May, June, or July. If you fell behind 10 games, you just weren't going to leapfrog the other teams in the division. Might have switched to the American League West now, but these are all realistic things, But as far as the Blue Jays go, I'm actually starting to become a bit of an optimist now because I watched Daniel Norris pitch against the Orioles, and honestly, I was thrilled. I was thrilled with what I saw.
What did you see?
I saw a good mix of fastball command. I saw a great use of the breaking ball, and his new changeup looked pretty good, like a pretty darn good pitch. I think he struck out Adam Jones on that changeup twice. And changeup's typically not a pitch that I would call for when there were two strikes, but when you've got one that's moving downward in the strike zone, changing planes like his does. It's not just a straight change. It's a downer change. It looked really good, and I'm encouraged by what I've seen from him. Aaron Sanchez is kind of having a blasé, bland spring. I haven't really seen him a whole lot. I don't really place too much stock in spring training numbers. I usually go on what I see. I haven't seen Aaron pitch yet, but I will say this, if Norris continues to do what he's doing and Sanchez does what he's capable of doing, I don't see any reason why these guys aren't going to have four really, really top-notch starters in the rotation. Still got to solve some bullpen issues, still got to figure out second base. In my mind, you still got to figure out two outfield spots as well. The offense isn't going to be as good as everybody thinks it is, in my opinion. And I hope I'm wrong, but you know, you're going to have a hard time filling a hole like Melky Cabrera. You know, and Dalton Pompey hasn't shown me enough from the right side of the plate to believe that he's going to be able to stay in the lineup on an everyday basis. It might end up going to some situation where he platoons in center field with Kevin Pillar, Kevin being the guy that plays against the lefties. He's having a nice spring, showing a little bit of power, yep, which I did not expect from him. So you know, lots of pleasant storylines going on down there in Dunedin. It's hard to really, you know, say yes they're going to be there at the end or not, because I'm not there, you know, every day. And like I said, I don't really place a whole lot of stock in spring training numbers.
Yeah, talking with Greg Zahn, Blue Jays analyst. Of course, April the 6th, the work gets underway. A full season of baseball that he'll be following. When you and I have been talking on our little project, and we talk a lot about pitching, we talk a lot about catching, and we talk a lot about a guy's pitch selection, etc. It's still early days with Russell Martin. What kind of catcher is he, and can you see whether he's a guy who's got a lot of savvy in terms of how he calls a game yet?
Well, definitely. I mean, I played against Russell. I know what kind of savvy he's got. I mean, this is a guy who's he's got an idea of what he's doing. Obviously, a great receiver. These new stats that they're keeping illustrate that. The fact that he's able to, you know, get 110 pitches that were supposedly out of the strike zone last year called for strikes versus Navarro, who pushed 90 strikes out of the zone. That's a huge swing. I mean, I always say, you know, one
pitch. Can you explain that just for people, what that means?
Well, what happens is you know, there are pitches that are on the edges of the strike zones, you know, with these new laser, you know, lookers or whatever you want to call it, pitch tracks. Or I have to clarify. I think it's a faulted system. I don't agree with the veracity of their reports, because you know these are cameras or lasers that are attached to a stadium. They're subject to human error with the way that they're set up. It's also, you know, you've been in stadiums when people start rocking and rolling, the stadium moves. The stands can actually move. Yes, they're concrete, but they can move. That's going to throw a laser off, and everybody's different, the strike zone. But from a general kind of garden variety, let me get a good idea what a guy's doing as far as how well he gets balls and strikes. Okay, Russell Martin was able to take balls 110 pitches last year that were, according to PitchTrax, slightly out of the strike zone, and make them look like strikes. And basically what he's doing is he's getting all the work done prior to catching the baseball. His momentum with his hands, with his body, is taking the ball back into the strike zone. It's a very aggressive, it's a very proactive way to catch. It's exactly the way I did it. I was a guy that did all of my work from the outside of the strike zone in. Navarro, probably, and most of these were probably balls at his left knee, took 90 strikes that were counted by PitchTrax, and they were actually called balls by the umpires because he didn't catch them properly or he caught them poorly. Now, over the course of that's 200 pitches right there, and I've always been a guy who believed that one pitch could mean the season. And so when you talk about a difference of 200 between Russell Martin and Dionne Navarro, who's a very, very average big league starting catcher. Don't get me wrong. This is a very serviceable guy. If I needed to fill a spot and he was available and that was the only one I could get, I would definitely take him. He's a guy that can hit from both sides of the plate. He does a decent job behind the dish. But 200 pitches over the course of a season, not to mention, you're looking at a guy, Russell Martin, who commands a huge amount of respect in the clubhouse. He's a no-nonsense guy. He's from what I heard, is going to be the guy who will take time out of his day to go and address situations that crop up during the clubhouse. So you're not going to put 25 guys together from all different walks of life, different ethnicities, different countries, different socioeconomic backgrounds, and expect that they're going to behave properly or that they're all going to get along. And, you know, there should be a hierarchy in the clubhouse. There should be a certain amount of respect that these young players give the older players. There should be a certain amount of respect that the younger guys or the older guys give to the young guys and how they treat them, how they command getting their point across. You know, but these are the things that Russell Martin brings. There's no doubt about it. If he's 75% of what's advertised, the Jays, you know, stole him, in my opinion. I can't believe the Pittsburgh Pirates would have ever let him get away. This is a guy who, you know, and as far as offensively, I look at the numbers, they're a wash. You know, these guys both are you know slightly above average offensive players. Depending on, you know, where Russell Martin's hitting, I think he could probably be a little bit more of a force.
Not to be clear, we went through this a few weeks ago with you in terms of a clubhouse and how a clubhouse operates. Yeah, you're not advocating the old style hazing and all that sort of stuff in terms of keeping guys in line, right? You're talking about a sort of a self-imposed discipline for the group. Is that what you're talking
well,
about?
Well, I have to be careful with the words that I use because the society that we live in is very, very sensitive to certain words. I got myself into a little bit of trouble trying to tell an entertaining story. I use the wrong word in hazing, probably. There are certain things that big league clubhouses do. You know, they have rookie dress up day, where they dress the guys up like babies, or the new classic is they put them in drag to dress them up like women. Now, if that's not humiliating, I don't know what is, but you know, it's all in good fun. It happens. It happens in all sports. They do all these things. And one of the reasons why they do it is to keep the rookies in check, to make them understand that there's still a certain amount of dues that need to be paid. There's some respect that needs to happen. And you know, they all get along. They all get it. You know, there are very few instances that I can remember where guys, you know, have a problem with that. And honestly, if they do have a problem with it, so what? It's not up to the other 24 guys to assimilate to the one guy who has a problem with it. It's his job to come in and be a part of the group while still maintaining some sort of an individuality, some sort of an identity. Most of the veteran players nowadays, they just don't want to take the time to tell a young player that his approach is wrong, his behavior is inappropriate at times. And that leads to resentment and animosity in the clubhouse. And when there's resentment in the clubhouse, you don't have harmony. You don't have harmony, it's very difficult to overcome. You have to be an extremely talented group of players to be able to overcome a lack of harmony. And, you know, when there's discord and there's resentment between players, it leads to poor performance on the field and a lack of trust in one another. And, you know, when I talk about, you know, the old school way it used to be, well, the veterans that I was brought up by, they said what needed to be said to me. And they didn't really, they didn't say it gently. They said it exactly, you know, exactly as the way that they wanted it to come out of their mouth. They said what they meant. They meant what they said. And I got the message loud and clear right away. And that's one of those things that needs to remain a part of any working environment. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're a baseball player, if you're, you know, an accountant, if you're a lawyer, there's a pecking order, and you know, dues need to be paid. It's just the way life is. I mean,
yeah.
I don't like you want to call it the, you know, the animal kingdom, but you know, you look at a den of wolves or you know, a pride of lions, and there's always that one guy who keeps everybody in order. And you know, I'm hoping that Russell Martin's going to have a positive influence on a number of different people in that clubhouse.
Well, the Greg Zahn entitlement All-Stars are gone, so he'll have a slightly easier job.
Yes. There's I don't see any more kids on scholarship in the Blue Jays clubhouse right now.
Tell me, just as a final story, and something you told me about in terms of clubhouse and guys, et cetera. I think the Miami team that you played on that won the World Series is probably the best team that you ever played on. But they were an underachieving team, and then you got a guy halfway through the season, I think it was Darren Dalton. Tell me what happened when Darren Dalton joined your team and how it sort of galvanized your clubhouse.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, here's a guy, obviously Darren Dalton comes into the clubhouse with an enormous amount of street credit, a lot of respect from older guys, reputation of being a hard-nosed, gritty, superstar player, not just a good player, but a hard-nosed player, a guy that would, he'd run you over at home plate, take you out at second base, do all the dirty work that needed to be done. Well, I'll never forget it. We were in Cincinnati, his first day in a uniform, we were underachieving. Even though we had the third best record in baseball, based on the group that we had, we should have been running away with that division. I mean, we clobbered the Braves all year long in the regular season. We disposed of them in six games in the NLCS. But Cincinnati was our problem. We could never play against Cincinnati. They were a very bad team at the time, and the Reds just always had our number. And for some reason, maybe it was that guys just didn't show up, took them for granted or so. Well, we were in Cincinnati at the old ballpark. And if you've ever been there, there's an underground tunnel from the clubhouse to the field, the playing field. So you go down a huge flight of stairs, walk through this underground tunnel, which always seemed to be like 45 degrees Fahrenheit with mist and haze underneath the stadium. There was all this haze in the air, like a overcast Portland, Oregon type of day down there. And we went out there and played a very lackluster day game in Cincinnati and got our butts kicked. And Darren Dalton, he stopped everybody in the tunnel after the game, and he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, "I can't believe I waived my no trade clause to come play with you wimps," and I'm using, nice language. He goes, "You guys are way more talented than us, but we always loved to play against you because we knew that you were soft and that we would find a way to beat you if we just stayed on you long enough." And I swear, after that was said, everybody in our clubhouse checked their egos at the door, and we had a collection of all-stars. Guys checked their egos. We started playing some inspired baseball. You couple that with getting Craig Counsell to make all the routine plays at second base, and there wasn't any stopping us. It was just ridiculous how good that team was.
Yeah, it's amazing how those things can happen. I know here in Calgary, because of the hockey team here, we have a team that's got a pretty good dressing room, and I think it has that accountability, and we've seen how it can work in a hockey team and certainly works on baseball teams. Zonnie, I appreciate the time today. We'll talk again real soon, I'm sure, and we're looking forward to April 6th in New York City. Do you still stay downtown in New York City? You don't stay at the team hotel, do you? You go downtown to your little place?
Yeah, no, I don't stay with the team hotel. I don't imagine that I'm going to do any traveling this year, but I'm a big fan of Soho Meatpacking District. It's a little quieter, and I like the restaurants down there a little better.
Okay, man. Anyway, I appreciate your time today, and we'll be in touch soon. Thanks very much.
Take care, Bruce. Bye.
There you go, Greg Zahn. One of the better storytellers. We've been working on a project together, and the stories that he tells, he's a fantastic storyteller. And I've watched baseball 50 years of my life, and he told me stuff about the inside part of baseball I had just never seen or thought about. And you could hear as he was talking about just Russell Martin and how he catches. Those are the kind of things that you can get when you hang around and listen to him. If you love baseball, he's a great guy. He's an honest guy. Sometimes to his own detriment, he's too honest occasionally. But a great guy, and I'm sure we'll look forward to having him around during the course of the season. When we come back, around the NHL, it's The Big Show. Bruce Dobigan, back after this.
Calgary, you love hockey, and so do we. It's right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, proud home of the National Hockey League.
I want to talk today. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about one of my favorite guys of all time, George Savall. And I remember back in the 50s, I used to come up with throws, and I'll tell you the story. George Savall, they don't make him any tougher. Never knock down George Savall.
Grapeline is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
Welcome to Hockey Night in Trinidad and Tobago! It's the 7th hour of the pre-game celebration. The players are entering the ice, and the costumes are magnificent. Feathers and sequins everywhere.
Oh, no. The puck is down. Okay, we'll be back with more celebration after the game.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
No, no, no. He was never, he's the only guy that Muhammad Ali never knocked off his feet.
Well, if I say he's never knocked down, it sort of tells you he's never been knocked off his feet. Doesn't that make sense to you? Anyhow, what I used to do is every Friday afternoon when I was on construction in Kingston, I used to take it off, and Rose and I used to get in my 55 Custom, brand new. That's what happens with hockey players. The first thing they do is they blow all their signing money, and I blew all my money in this beautiful 55. It was baby blue on the outside, baby blue on the inside. Had no money, but I had a great car.
What kind of car? You just said 55.
55 Custom.
Oh, Custom, okay.
Well, it's Ford, 55 Custom, guys know. Anyhow, we used to drive up, and we go there, and we park the car, and we used to go to a restaurant, Hotel Charles Under the Clock. We used to have Chinese food, and this is a biggie for me. Alex Mita from Argentina, he's ranked number 3. This is George's big time and everything. So we go in, and George couldn't catch this guy. It was terrible. And we're all depressed. The place is packed. George couldn't catch up to him or anything, and this guy was making a monkey of George and everything. So I'm sort of depressed. Rose just went along anyhow for the meal and the drive and everything. I'm sort of depressed. All of a sudden, he comes out in the 9th round. He must have told him, yuck, you lost every round. He knocked him from pillar to post. You couldn't believe it. We're going wild. And he knocked him right out of the ring. Knocked him, Alex Mitt of rank 3, right out of the ring. And the reporters took and threw him back. And somehow he got a draw out of it. But I have to tell you a story. When he knocked him out of the, guys were jumping from the balcony down, hitting on the chairs. And I have to tell you, I'm kind of ashamed about to tell you this. I grabbed Rose around the bum, and I'm dancing around with Rose like an idiot. So when I see guys at the hockey game getting excited, and I see football, I think back of my, look at those guys. I think of me dancing around watching George Chavallo, a knocked me out. Boy, I just loved George back in those days. I know people don't remember him boxing. I'll tell you, boy, everybody loved him around in Ontario. You know, I had him on my show, The Grapevine Show. And, you know, I said, you know, George, I hate to tell you, know, I hope you don't take offense at this, but you know, a lot of boxers, and you took a lot of blows to the head, especially Muhammad Ali, and you speak perfect English. He's, yeah, Don, he said, before I boxed, I used to slur my words.
The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good, you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com.
Greatness is contagious. Catch the ICC Cricket World Cup from February 13th until March 29th. Contact your local service provider to get all the games live and in HD. Visit getcricket.ca for details.
Can a truck make you more handsome, more dependable, more rugged? Shaw GMC is here to tell you yes. Truck guys are 85% more handsome, 76% more resourceful, and 100% more likely to have an awesome pet. Lifted, loaded, or low payments, we have the truck for you. Save up to $14,000 on select trucks. Own a brand new 4x4 CR for just $92 weekly. Do what you want, when you want, in a truck from Shaw GMC, Alberta's top GMC truck dealer. Are you a truck guy? Visit youknowyouwantatruck.ca.
Tuesday on City. It's an underworld of steaming and screaming where steaks are seared and eyes are teared. There's paring knives and swearing wives, deep frying and grown men crying. And if you don't gut the competition like a fish, they'll be happy to throw you to the sharks if the head chef doesn't get you first. For those who can stand the heat, the gate has been reopened. Hell's Kitchen is back. Hell's Kitchen. 9 Tuesday on City.
The Calgary Roughnecks Lacrosse Party returns to the Scotiabank Saddledome this Saturday at 7 p.m. as your Roughnecks take on the Toronto Rock for Redneck Night.
Sponsored by TCL Construction.
Visit CalgaryRoughnecks.com for tickets and information.
Come for the party, stay for the game.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is totally behind grassroots hockey. Every week, we salute amazing local minor hockey heroes like Jody Cadman of the McKnight Hockey Association. Hey, we know it's tough being on the board, especially as hockey director. Thanks, Jody, for all the hard work you do to keep things going. And a big shout-out to Shelby Dawson, manager of Adam 4 for the Southland Hockey Association. Everyone truly appreciates all that you do, and thanks, Shelby, for making it a great season. Volunteers in our community like these make it happen. Our salute to minor hockey heroes is proudly presented by CIR Realty, City Television, Rec Media, and Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
What type of advertiser counts on Sportsnet 960 to deliver results? All types.
Hello, this is Alameen from Okotoks Honda. It's helped us tremendously because we're reaching markets in Calgary, Okotoks, and surrounding areas that we never had access to before.
Would you recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers?
I would recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers, and actually I have recommended them. It's helped us tremendously, and I'm sure it'll help you.
Advertising on Sportsnet 960 works for Okotoks Honda. Call the Sportsnet 960 sales department at 291-0000.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
When it comes to hockey, it's all about skills and having fun. Start them young and teach them right. Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp is the place to get that great hockey experience. From novice to junior and every age category in between, visit sylvanlakehockeycamp.com for registration info. Sportsnet 960 The Fan and Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp want you to win a tuition certificate for the Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp for your son or daughter. Listen for Rob Kerr's Minor Hockey Player of the Week during The Big Show, and he'll announce a winner every Friday. Enter now at sportsnet.com.
The world's best hockey players are only right here. Sportsnet 960, home for the NHL in Calgary. It's the fastest game on earth around the NHL right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Well, the Flames will resort to scoreboard watching tonight as they have the night off in Minnesota. They're flying there as we speak now. There are three games in the West that we'll keep our eye on. First being, of course, on Long Island, where the Islanders look to snap out of a recent funk as they host the LA Kings. Islanders on a 1-4-1 stretch, and they found the net just once in each of those defeats after Tuesday's 2-1 shootout loss to Minnesota. The Kings, we were counting on them falling apart. Anyhow, they continue to push towards the playoffs, trail the Flames by 1 point after last night's overtime loss for the Flames. They trail by 1 point in the Pacific Division, and they trail the Winnipeg Jets by 2 points for the final Western wildcard spot. Kings have gone 15-5-2 in their last 22 games, with Jonathan Quick looking more like the goalie that led them to the two Stanley Cups in 3 years. He's 15-4-2 with a 1.74 goals against average and three shutouts in his last 21 games, after going 1-6-3 with a 3.38 goals against average over his previous 11 games from there. And Josh Humphries joining us. And Josh, it's got to be, Flames have got to be a little bit disappointed. This was supposed to be the killer road trip for the Kings that was going to knock them out of things. And they only seem to be getting stronger in the first two games of this trip.
Yeah, but I mean, and I don't think there's much of a surprise that they're getting stronger. We know what the LA Kings are and the talent that they have on that roster. And you went through the stats there, Jonathan Quick and Net as well. So all those things combined, you just know that the Los Angeles Kings are a team that's not going to go away easy, despite if they're playing at home, despite if they're playing at the road. But yeah, I think there was a lot of people, though, that thought, hey, when you look at the schedule and you see the schedule that LA's got coming down the stretch here, it's going to be pretty difficult for them to get some big wins and continue to push in this playoff race. But still, after tonight, they've got Minnesota on Saturday. That's a big battle. And then they've got the Chicago Blackhawks to wrap up the road trip. So certainly no easy games for the Los Angeles Kings coming on this road trip, despite the fact that they've had some success so far on it with wins over the Devils and the Rangers. But the Islanders are a team still need to win to clinch a playoff spot, so they've been struggling a little bit. So you wonder if the Islanders maybe turn it up a little bit to kind of help solidify and clinch a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference before they fall farther down the standings.
Yeah, 3-4-3 in the last 10 for the Islanders. And listen, we saw it last night. This is the time of the year when teams that know how to win tend to find a way to win. And mm-hmm. The teams that haven't been there before, that haven't set that pedigree, find it harder and harder to win. That's one of the questions about the Flames. You haven't been in this position for a few years. Your culture isn't built around having made the playoffs the last few years. Can you continue to do it? Can you continue to get ahead? And that's, I think, what we're seeing a little bit with the Islanders. Yeah, they were in the playoffs and had a nice show last year, but there's still that sense that, you know what, they're a team in the ascendancy and they need to be getting up there a little bit further in the standings. But can they do it at this time? Can they put it together? And the Kings will will be a real test for them.
Yeah.
I think tonight, a team that knows what it's doing at this stage of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. The LA Kings, they're a team that's been there before. They know what it takes to win 2 Stanley Cups in 3 years, a conference final smashed in between those 2 Stanley Cups as well. So the LA Kings, they're going to be a tough team, and the New York Islanders are going to be in tough. But hopefully for Flames fans, the Islanders can snap out of their slump tonight when they take on the Los Angeles Kings. That's the story in one of the games.
The Montreal Canadiens.
The Winnipeg Jets.
The Jets, they're sitting, of course, just 1 point up on the Flames in the Western Conference standings. They, as you mentioned there, Bruce, they hold the final wildcard spot in the West. They've got a pretty tough task ahead of them as they take on the Montreal Canadiens tonight. The Canadiens, the first team to hit the 100-point mark this season. They currently lead the overall standings in the National Hockey League, and with a victory tonight, can officially clinch a playoff spot. And I also believe if the Bruins lose tonight in any fashion, that'll automatically clinched Montreal a playoff spot tonight as well. As for the Jets, they're red hot as of late. Despite losing their last game in Vancouver, they had a 5-game winning streak snapped at that loss on Tuesday night, but they will get a boost in the lineup tonight as head coach Paul Maurice announcing today that one player will make his return.
Dustin Byfuglien's in. And
Ladd Trouba-Myers.
In, yeah, they're all good. So no changes from our lineup in Vancouver with the exception of Dustin.
So Dustin Byfuglien back in the lineup tonight for the Winnipeg Jets after missing the last couple of weeks of action. They still won't have any Brian Little in the lineup tonight, but Bruce, this Winnipeg team is resilient. They went through some tough injuries with Byfuglien. They went through a whole deal with the Evander Kane situation. Nothing seems to faze this team, and it's getting more and more, looking more and more like the Winnipeg Jets are bound for the postseason.
Well, you know, I'd have agreed with you 100% except for the Vancouver game. It seemed a little odd. You know, mm-hmm. All of those things that you've just said, I felt that way about them after the first period, and they got ahead of the Canucks 2-0. And then something seemed to snap, you know. They seemed to lose their concentration. They seemed to lose their focus. And you know, I get back to my point about this time of year with teams that haven't been there lately, knowing how to close the deal, knowing how to seal the deal. Winnipeg the other night looked like a team that doesn't know how to seal the deal, and the Canadiens will be a perfect team to test them in this regard. You know, you got Carey Price. I believe Carey Price will start again tonight. You've got the league's best goaltender there, so you're not going to get any cheapies. You're going to have to be full measure. It would be a ticket, though, that you would want to have at the MTS Center tonight. Winnipeg loves its hockey like Calgary does. It's a city that didn't have it for a long time. To have the Habs coming in here to play the Jets with a real playoff spot on the line for these guys at this time of the year, it'll be a rocking kind of place. Lots of Hab fans, too, in Winnipeg.
Yeah, and speaking of Montreal, hit the 100-point mark already. Carey Price has been fantastic all season long. This is a team that looks like they could be, you know, as obviously a very good chance of winning the President's Trophy, and the benefit of clinching a playoff spot as early as you possibly can to maybe rest some of those key guys for Montreal.
Yeah, they'll be rocking in Polo Park tonight. That's the story with the Jets and the Habs.
The Vancouver Canucks, the Colorado Avalanche.
Vancouver back on home ice as they set to host the lifeless Colorado Avalanche, who've likely seen their playoffs come to an end, their hopes for a playoff position come to an end. Back-to-back losses to the Flames and the Oilers. As for the Canucks, well, they continue to look like a team that's going to get a playoff spot after their win over the Jets on Tuesday night, sitting 3 points ahead of the Flames in the Pacific Division coming into the game. Eddie Lack once again going to get the start in the net, and despite playing a lot lately, head coach Willie Desjardins says he doesn't think that Lack needs more rest.
Lots of goaltenders are running 15, 16 straight games, so I don't think he needs a lot of rest. Like, I think maybe a back-to-back. The last rest was more for Markstrom. I wanted to get him in the game and maybe a little bit of a breather. And I think Eddie came out better because he had that bit of a breather, but I think he can keep playing. I don't think he needs a rest.
Well, he certainly know how to play a bunch of games in a row. I think it was 18 or 19 straight last year that he played at the end of the season, including the famous game at the outdoor game in which Luongo was supposed to play. So Eddie Lack knows how this sort of thing works. I think we were just talking to Ben Kuzma from the Vancouver province, and you know, he said the Eddie Lack story is one of the reasons they are where they are. And the amazing thing is, even the people who follow this team have said this too, Josh, this is still a team that doesn't really have an identity. When you talk about Vancouver, you know, they got 90 points and they're feisty, etc. But what's their identity? It's the Sedins, I guess, but then it's a whole bunch of other guys. It's hard to put your finger on it as they go along, but they seem to be defying the odds.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And you really wonder, yeah, that identity of Vancouver and what this team holds in the future, kind of. I really wonder about the Vancouver Canucks, because sure, once again, you're going to be a playoff team. You might get into the postseason, maybe home ice advantage, maybe you win a round, maybe you don't if you're the Vancouver Canucks, but then where does it leave you going into next year? Where does it leave you in building towards something? Are you building towards being a contender? Are you a team that's just happy, you know, getting into the postseason every year and winning a round maybe, or being a first round exit? So still lots to find out here coming down the stretch with the Vancouver Canucks as well.
You don't want to be one of those teams that just sits in the 12th to 14th place. You're drafting in the middle of the, you know, the 20s every year, trying to get better that way. It's real tough. It's real tough to improve when you're in that situation. Now, they have had some good news stories. Bo Horvat has come along. Obviously, Eddie Lack. I think there's some optimism about Jake Virtanen playing there next year. Some skill guys. I think they still think that that they've got a couple of guys who are playing AHL this year who might be ready next year. So, I mean, it's not all gloom and doom. But Willie Desjardins is a good guy to have in there, too, I think, to help segue. He's a guy who's made his bones in junior hockey. He's a guy who understands how junior hockey works, and he understands just the gap between that and the NHL for a lot of kids. If you've been a head coach in the NHL for 20 years, it's kind of hard to still wrap your head around what it's like at the junior level. You're not there on a daily basis. Willie's been there recently. I think he'll be a good guy to help them segue their young players.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll wait and see what happens with the Vancouver Canucks. But tonight they've got Colorado, a team who, like you mentioned, likely saw their playoff hopes come to an end. When you lose to the Flames, a team that you're chasing, and then you go and lose to the Edmonton Oilers, your season likely over if you're Colorado. That's the story there. A couple more games in the East now to look at.
The Anaheim Ducks.
The Boston Bruins.
The Eastern Conference battle for the final playoff spot continues tonight on a couple fronts as well. The Boston Bruins, they've got a difficult task ahead of them with the Anaheim Ducks in town. They currently trail the Ottawa Senators for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. They trail them by just 1 point coming into action tonight, but the Bruins will get a boost as David Krejci expected to return to the lineup. Tuukka Rask will get the start in net for Boston as well. A Bruins loss tonight coupled with a Tampa Bay win will clinch the Tampa Bay Lightning a playoff spot tonight as well. So at least as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, we're starting to see those little X's beside some teams' names after tonight, perhaps, if things work out the way you would expect to. But for the Boston Bruins, desperate times there, Bruce, for this team. If they don't make the playoffs, you wonder what kind of changes it if that team goes kind of in the mood of or the mode of a huge rebuild.
Yeah, losing five games in a row. And the Boston fans, the Boston Bruin fans are not happy with what they're seeing. And, you know, maybe Peter Chiarelli pays the price. I think that would be a huge mistake. I've got a lot of respect for Peter Chiarelli. And I think part of what the Bruins are seeing is the inevitable churn that you get when you've been a champion, you've been at the top for a few years. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to keep your core together and add young guys and give them the meaningful playing time to get them in. They've had some injuries as well. I think maybe the head coach, Mr. Julien, might be the guy who's shown the door for sure at the end of the season. But losing five games in a row at this stage of the season, that is very un-Bruins-like.
Yeah, very un-Bruins-like, and tough for them right now. They're in tough, but the team they're chasing also doesn't have an easy matchup tonight as well.
The Ottawa Senators.
The New York Rangers.
Yep, the team, the Bruins, are chasing for that spot in the East in action against a tough opponent as well. The Senators taking on the Rangers tonight. Rangers coming off that loss to the Kings in their last game. New York can clinch its playoff spot with a win tonight in Ottawa against the Senators. Sens have won seven straight games. They are 15-1-1 over their last 17 games. And I think we've talked about the situation in Ottawa a fair bit this week and shaking your head. And the question is, how long can you go? How long can you keep this going with the young, unheralded goaltender who's come out of nowhere to lead you? The New York Rangers have a point to prove after. I have to think that they were disappointed by the performance the other night against the Kings. They seem to be in control of that game, and then they let it completely get away. It was a replay of the Stanley Cup final last year. You have to think that the Rangers want to make a point, and the Senators might be, unfortunately, the ones they make that point against.
Yeah, but what we've seen for the Senators the last 17 games, there's really no guarantees that anybody can go in and beat the Ottawa Senators. They have been on an absolute tear, but that's a big one tonight in the Eastern Conference. Ottawa continues to surprise. I wonder if, you know, they slow down just a little bit coming down the stretch, because it's pretty tough to keep that pace through the end of the season, and if that little bit of a slowdown might allow the Boston Bruins to get back into that final playoff spot.
Yeah, and don't forget that Florida isn't completely out of it either.
No, they're not.
It would be, you know, things are bad enough for Boston now. If somehow Florida got by them and they finished even lower than Florida in the standings, that would certainly be another nail in their coffin for this year. So interesting games all around as we go around the NHL. Interesting games right across there and a lot of playoff possibilities. And no doubt the Flames, now that they're arrived in Minnesota, will be finding some TVs tonight to watch some of the games and see their fate. Listen, they control their fate, Josh. That's the best thing.
Yep.
Want at this stage of the year.
Take care of your own
winning,
business.
Nobody can do anything to you. So they'll be watching to see how these other teams do and feeling, I think, pretty optimistic about where they're at despite the long road trip.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about what the Flames have done. They put themselves in a position where they're not chasing teams, so they don't, you know, have to rely just on the out-of-town scoreboard. The Flames rely on their own games right now. The out-of-town scoreboard, if everybody wins down the stretch, that's good and fine, as long as the Flames take care of their business, because, you know, they're ahead of the LA Kings right now. They're right in that race. So, like you said, and Brad Treliving said it, and Bob Hartley, and every player mentions it, take care of your own business, and you're going to put yourself in a pretty good position to succeed in a huge game tomorrow coming up for the Flames.
Thanks for doing this, Josh, as always, around the NHL.
No worries.
Bob Hartley, of course, head coach of the Calgary Flames. They had a skate here in Calgary before they got on the plane today. Bob Hartley met the media after to chat a little bit about where's this team at? Where is their head at? Some teams might have looked at the lost point last night as a major defeat. Where are they at head-wise? How does he look at it? We'll hear from Bob Hartley when we come back after this on The Big Show.
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your Secret Seat is C27. C27.
What type of advertiser counts on Sportsnet 960 The Fan to deliver results? All types.
Hi, my name's Bob Rivard of the Robert Rivard Law Office, and my preferred area of practice is plaintiff long-term disability insurance claims against insurance companies. That is, people who are cut off or turned down for long-term disability payments from a private insurance company.
How did advertising on Sportsnet 960 help your business?
Well, it's been wonderful. My profile in the general public, I think, has increased tremendously. It's resulted in a significant boost in my business and referrals, and it's just been great all the way around.
Would you recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers?
I would have no hesitation in recommending Sportsnet 960 to anybody who'd be interested in advertising. My experience has been completely positive.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan works for Robert Rivard Law Office, and it can work for your business. Call the Sportsnet 960 sales department, 291-0000. Sportsnet 960 The Fan delivers results.
Tonight's three stars are Rafael Diaz in his Honda CR-V, Josh Juris in his Honda Ridgeline, and Okotoks Honda.
I'm Josh Juris, and I'm Rafael Diaz.
At Okotoks Honda, not only do you get star vehicles, you get star service from start to finish. Everything from financing to service and everything in between. You're the star at Okotoks Honda. It's worth the drive. Visit OkotoksHonda.com.
Attention, this tax season alert is brought to you by H&R Block. Do you have a newborn, a teen, or a child in between? You may qualify to claim up to an additional $2,000 with the new family tax breaks, which could mean a bigger refund. Because with over 50 years' experience, we don't miss a thing. Come into H&R Block today and see if you qualify. Please note, no, you can't claim your pets.
File at H&R Block from $69.99 until March 31st. Conditions apply.
How much weight does a player carry? He carries the weight of an entire city. He carries the weight of 22 brothers. He carries the incredible tonnage of his own boyhood dream. And ultimately, if he's good enough,
the 2015 Stanley Cup champion.
He carries the weight of 34 and a half beautiful pounds of polished silver. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin April 15th with Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet. Don't miss a moment.
This ad contains non-subliminal messages.
Non-subliminal message here.
Because we know you want everything to be clear about your Ford.
Your conscious mind loves that.
When you get the works, you get an up to 83-point inspection, including oil change, tire rotation, and vehicle report card for $79.99.
Blatant value.
We'll also explain the vehicle report card to you. That way, everything's totally clear.
Overt operation. obvious wordplay.
So when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown.
Legal coming at ya.
Taxes extra. See Ford store for conditions and details.
Jared here from Jack Carter Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. And we've got the brand new 2015 Cadillac SRX crossover for only $525 a month with $1,000 down.
You gotta do better than that, Jared.
How about zero down, $525 a month?
Dude, I wasn't born yesterday.
Zero down, $500 a month?
I think that's security escort you got at the studio.
Okay, okay. The 2015 Cadillac SRX. Zero down, $500 a month. Tax in.
Get the man, Jared. Get the man.
Nothing like crafting a special on the fly. Now I need to get back to the store and warn my sales managers. To the store, Trigger. Jack Carter Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC.
Hi, I'm Peter Marr. Are you thinking about a new roof this year? Are you concerned about hail damage? Do you want to do it once and not worry about it again? Not long ago, I replaced my own roof with EuroShield's EuroLite Shake, and I no longer worry about my roof. It comes in great-looking slate and shake profiles, has the highest rating attainable against hail impact, and comes with a lifetime warranty. And you can put that in the win column.
Visit EuroShield Rubber Roofing at EuroShieldRoofing.com.
Boomer and Warner's Man Cave Giveaway is back. The playoffs are coming. You need an upgrade. Your chance to win a brand new 60-inch Samsung Smart Class flat screen from Total Concept AV and Automation. Two leather recliners from Birchwood Furniture Gallery. High-quality power recliners made right here in Calgary. March's Birchwood Furniture Gallery's anniversary sale. Come in for extra savings. Open to fan club members only. Easy and free to sign up at sportsnet.ca/960. Boomer and Warner's Man Cave Giveaway from Total Concept AV and Automation, Birchwood Furniture Galleries, and only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Every hit
was hammered by Bolo.
Every shot.
What a shot by Mason Raymond.
Every save.
Great glove save by Rommel.
Every goal.
Monahan to Hugo. Monahan. He scores.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is your home for Calgary Flames hockey.
Back on the road for the Flames Friday night in Minnesota. Pre-game at 5 p.m. live from Shanks. Play-by-play, Flames and Wild at 6 p.m. Friday night.
Every time they hit the ice, we hit the air. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary Flames Radio.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by the Alberta Ford Dealers and Calgary Lock and Safe.
The fastest game on earth only plays here. Proud home of the NHL. We are Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Whether it's helping a friend move, putting your truck through the ringer at work, or our crazy Calgary weather, your truck can take a real beating. Toughen it up with Linex spray-on truck bed liners. Linex forms a tough, thick coating that bonds to your truck bed, guarding against scrapes, sealing out moisture, and it's guaranteed for the life of your truck. If it's not Linex, it's not tough enough for your truck. Linex, now with two locations in Calgary. Learn more at linex.ca. That's linex.ca.
Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Bruce Dobkin back with you. Thursday afternoon, Flames are probably almost in Minnesota by now. They took off after the practice this morning. Kari Ramo getting the start once again. We started off the week by having an argument, discussion, whatever you want to call it, about whether he should be playing still or whether Jonas Hiller should get a start. I think the last two starts have basically ended that conversation fairly effectively. So he will get the start. Obviously, Jonas Hiller will get one of the starts in the back-to-back Sunday at Nashville, Monday in Dallas. And then the Flames head to St. Louis for the Blues on Thursday and wind up the road trip a week from Saturday at Edmonton against the Oilers. Kari Ramo, as I said, was gave up three last night, but it's not one of those ones where you say, you know, if only he should have this. You can't really say that. It wasn't his fault. There were some poor decisions made by some of the defensemen. Some of the puck handling didn't work out, etc. Head coach Bob Hartley addressed those concerns and talked a little bit about his goaltending after the practice today.
Said it, like all along the way, we have two goalies capable of winning games. Obviously, right now we feel that, you know, like Kari is playing well. He's giving us a chance to, you know, like to win games. But at the same time, you know, like, hey, we've been like this all year and we're very comfortable with it. You know, like that's our situation. So, like, you know, like, hey, it's one game at a time.
The meaningfulness and intensity of these games, is there a way to teach your young guys to prepare them for it, or do they just have to go through it?
Well, there's ways, and obviously, the easiest way is to look at our veterans. We've said all along the way that we're so fortunate to count on great leaders. They know how to prepare physically, mentally, and while we're battling for a playoff spot, I think that this is a great learning experience for our team, especially our young players. You want to play games that mean something at this time of the year. You want to play games that, they're must-win situation game after game, and I think it's making us better. It's making us better short-term. It's making us better long-term.
Bob, you've kind of had some kind of out-of-nowhere contributors this year, like Schlemko and things like that. How important have those been to pick up an extra point or something?
Oh, they've been unbelievable. It has been a total team effort, and I think that's the way it should be, especially with a young hockey club like us, starting with our goalies, all year, we've been, playing both guys, on the blue line, we've had, great play. Look at Derek Englund last night giving us two goals up front. There's some guys that, some games played 20 minutes and 2 weeks later they played 7 minutes and vice versa, because, that's the makeup of our hockey club and that's the competitive nature that we want to instill with our team.
He talks about contributors surprising you. Has there been a player that you could set out that has surprised you? Maybe you had expectations for him that he surpassed more than anyone else?
Well, you can look at this different ways. I think that, for me, the biggest surprise is kind of Johnny Gaudreau, because we didn't know what to expect. Everyone was talking about his 150 pounds and small player and, college kid in his first NHL year. He would be running out of gas and all this. And, he's been amazing, but we have so many great stories. I think that so far our season has been a great story, because it's about the actors, it's about the players, they're the ones who've done it. And but you look at today, how many players can we say, wow, what a disappointing season? They're tough to find, because not only that they want to contribute, but they work the right way. We're trying to play the game the right way also. So we're giving us a chance, we're giving ourselves a chance to to be competitive and to be successful at the same time.
Other than Gaudreau, does it surprise you when you look at this group, or have you watched them grow through the year? Is this what you expected this time?
Yeah, I was very open at the start of the year that I said that our goal was to be in the playoffs, and obviously it's easy for me as basically kind of the spokesman of this organization on a day-to-day basis to say, because what else could I say? If I come in and I tell you guys, and then I go in the locker room, I say it's okay to be mediocre and we're in rebuilding and we're going to do our best. I don't think that's what hockey fans in Calgary want to listen. Plus, this is not the culture that we want to establish over here. We started 3 years ago, and mediocrity is not part of our dictionary. We want to keep going, and to make sure that we hold everyone in this organization to the highest standards possible.
You alluded to a week ago or so, maybe you were separating from the 7-game series because each game was important enough, they didn't need that anymore. Is that how it feels now going into these last games?
No, we're still with our, tomorrow night's going to be game 5. So, right now we have 6 points out of 8, which is kind of equates to 3 wins out of 4, which is very good. And now, obviously, we know that the next 3 games will be huge ones. And, the battle keep going. And after this, it's going to be a final sprint of a 5-game segment.
And you've had success on the road against top-level opponents. What is it about this team that allows you to have that success?
Yeah, it seems that we always find a way to like to elevate our games in situations that we need to. And right now, we're all in. The chips are all on the table right now. There's no bluffs. We have to come up with our best performances. And it's fun. I'm enjoying the games. The players are on the job. So the city is right behind us. So while we're on the road, our little brothers, the Hitmen, will start tomorrow night against Kootenay, so that's going to be another great situation. And Scotiabank Saddledome will be hosting great junior hockey while we're going to be on the road.
It's game by game and seven game segments, but looking at this upcoming road trip and being in a position where it's so crucial is really a testament to the work this team's done this year.
Yeah, and but at the same time, we're going to split this road trip in the final three games of our seven game segment, and then the final two will be the start of our five game segment. That's always how we approach it. And obviously we can look at it from a five game road trip because that's what it is. But at the same time, for the way that we've worked, the way that we prepared all year, it's a three-game road trip, and then we will start another two-game road trip.
Let's get a thought on momentum. It seems like when the snowball starts to roll for you, you get a lot done with it. How come?
Yeah, hockey's a game of momentum. I can tell you that last night in the first 5 minutes,